In this episode, we are looking at podcast hosting. What is it and why is it important? What to look for when you are choosing your host, and a couple of things to avoid and some pointers when you are choosing the host for your show. Welcome to Podcasting Tips and Tricks with Lyndall Harris, a show sharing quick, actionable tips, tricks, and advice to help you on your podcasting journey. Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode. And thank you again for tuning in. I'm your host, Lyndall Harris, and I work with podcasters to help make the podcasting journey easier. This show is brought to you by the new Australian Podcasting event to be held in Sydney on the 4th of September 2020, the Australian Podcasters Collaborative Live. It's a place for new and seasoned podcasters. So if you're wanting to launch a podcast, you're an existing podcaster who's looking to grow their audience, or you just want to come along and hang out with others in the Australian podcasting community, then head over to my website, podcastva.com, and click on the conference menu item to join the waitlist. Tickets will go on sale in a few weeks, but if you join the waitlist, you'll be first to hear about it when they do. And a huge thank you to those who are already on the list. We're up to about 90 so far, so that's really encouraging, and I'm really inspired to put on a fantastic event for you. Let's jump into today's topic, which is all about podcast hosting. I often get asked who was the best host, and I see in Facebook groups and on social media people asking who they should host their podcast with or who they should transfer to if they're looking to move. So I thought I would do an episode which basically is going to cover what is a podcast host, what you need to look for in a podcast host when you're making your decision, what you can avoid, and just a couple of other pointers that you can think about. Basically, a podcast host is a platform where you store and organize your audio files. So it provides you with an RSS feed that you then submit to all the various directories, such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, etc., etc. I think it's really important to distinguish that you have the host where you store your files and you upload your files, and that then pushes out to all of the directories. So if you want to launch a podcast, you need to set up that hosting platform first. And if you're sort of questioning how it gets onto all of the directories, you might be happy to know that it's only uploading it to one specific place, and that then pushes out to all of the other directories that you have integrated with that RSS feed. One thing I would say up front is that you don't want to be hosting your podcast on your website. You can, but over time your website will suffer under the load. So it's a much better option to choose a podcasting hosting company and then put your embedded audio player or use a plugin to pull it onto your website. There are a number of podcasters who use Amazon S3, and if you're techie or if you have the know-how to make that work, then that's fine, and it is definitely an option. But as your show grows and it gets more popular, you need to be aware that the cost goes up with that, and it can actually become a really expensive option in the long run. So that just might be something to think about if you are considering Amazon S3 as you're starting out. There are so many options to choose from, so I'm not really going to get into which one is the best. I certainly do recommend a handful of them to potential clients or people that I'm speaking to, but it really, a lot of them are very, very similar. So what I'm going to do is cover off some things that you should look at when you're looking at a host, and maybe a couple of things to avoid. So when you are doing your research, I think the first thing to consider is your budget. There is this conception out there in podcasting world that free is rubbish. And I just want to say that that's not necessarily the case. You do need to be aware of different things when it comes to free podcast hosting. But I think in the past there has been different solutions that have not offered what people were looking for. So don't automatically think that free means crap, because that's not necessarily the case. Now, I know that there is also a train of thought that people are saying, well, if you're doing podcasting for your business activity, then why wouldn't you invest in podcast hosting? And that may be true, but two options that offer a free service are Wooshka and Anchor, and they're quite reputable companies to do your hosting through. Now, Wooshka offer a very similar service to Libsyn, Buzzsprout, Podbean, Blueberry, OmniStudio, and a lot of different hosts, but they monetize through their networks. They are AIB certified, which I will touch on in a moment, and they are a great service. Their support is fantastic, and I think that you can't just discount them because they're free. Anchor is the other one. Now, I actually don't recommend Anchor to clients or to people that I speak to, but that's not to say don't use it. One thing you need to be aware of with Anchor, though, is when you're submitting the show to Apple Podcasts and to Spotify and all the various directories, they will tend to push it through using their own account, which then makes it tricky down the track if you want to do something with Apple Podcasts and you reach out to them and say, you know, I own this show. And they say, well, actually, no, you don't own the show because it has been submitted through a different account. So I think that's really important to just keep in mind if you are going to use Anchor. But look, I know a lot of people like Anchor because it means that they can record, edit, put an intro and outro on, and through their phone, release a podcast, and it's a fairly easy process. So again, it's all about doing your research and understanding the difference. While we're talking about budget, you need to look at the different plans and be aware of the amount of storage that you're going to use. So all of your audio files are going to have different sizes, obviously, different file sizes. And if you're releasing one weekly episode that is about an hour long, then you just need to be aware of the file size, as opposed to somebody who might be releasing three episodes a week that are an hour long. They're going to need more storage. Or if you're doing 3 5-minute episodes, then you might not need as much storage. So just be mindful of that when you're looking at the different plans. Usually it's about the amount of storage, but also you might get some different support options as well. Analytics and statistics. Now, this is something that you do want to look at when you're looking at the different hosting options. The AIB certified or compliant. Now, AIB stands for Internet Advertising Board, and they have actually done a piece of work that looks at the statistics and offers advice or certifies how podcast hosting companies should be counting the different analytics that they capture. You will actually find that there are a number of hosts that are certified, which means that the AIB board have gone to those companies, looked at their processes, and have given them the tick of approval. There's also AIB compliant companies, and they follow the outline that the AIB have put together, but they haven't actually been certified and ticked off. So again, it's not that they aren't doing, and they're not doing anything wrong. It's just that they aren't certified as such. They might just want to have a little look there. And there are plenty of good companies that are compliant, that absolutely are following the rules that are outlined. So it's not to say that you have to go with a certified one, but just be aware of that. The other sort of things you want to look for are the reliability, the support. Can you see people raving about the support they're getting from their podcast host? Because support is really important if something happens and you need to get in contact with them. You don't want to be waiting for a long time to get a response. Monetization. Can you monetize through your host? Do they offer dynamic ad insertion, for example? And if that's something that's of interest to you, then you want to make sure that you can do that through your hosting platform. You also want to think about the additional features that they offer. So some platforms have got a transcript service, which is they might offer a free amount of time, or they might have a paid service that's attached to it. Others have audiograms that you can create within the program itself. So have a look at those additional features. See if you can get some, if you need any integrations with other things as well, and really work out if you can use those features to your benefit. Another thing you might want to look at is the location. Do you want to use a host that is in the same time zone as you? Is that important to you? Are you looking to reach a new audience in a different country that perhaps it would be better to look at their hosting options? But at the end of the day, your host, regardless of whether which country it's in, still gets worldwide. So that's probably not a massive problem, but it's just something that you might want to be aware of. And lastly, what does their web player look like? Do you like it? I've actually had a few people who have reached out over the years and said that they like the look of a particular web player. And so they're interested in using that host because they really like what the web player looks like. So that might be something that you want to look at as well. So that covers off the main things to sort of think about when you're doing your research that you do want to look for or you do want to look at. There's a couple of things that you want to avoid, and there's not too much. I guess probably the thing that you really want to make sure is that they have changed their Apple Podcast categories to be aligned with the latest ones that were implemented in, I think, August 2019. And I think most of them actually are doing that, but there's something that you want to be aware of. And also that you can get your podcast onto all of the directories. I have heard of one or two platforms that don't allow you, for example, to put your podcast on Spotify. And that would be, I think, a mistake because Spotify is up and coming. They are catching Apple. They are right on their heels as the second biggest platform that people are listening on. So I would suggest that if you can't submit your podcast to Spotify, don't go with that hosting option. On doing the research, there's probably only one host that I wouldn't recommend. And it's not to say that they're a bad company. It's just that they're probably not the best fit as a podcast hosting company as such. And that is SoundCloud. So the reason being is that they don't prioritize any changes that Apple Podcasts make, such as the categories or the tags. And apparently their analytics aren't reliable, so they're not AIB compliant. So again, just do your research there and have a look at it and just make sure you know what you were looking for and those couple of things to avoid so that you can make an informed decision. And it's really interesting because a lot of people in the Facebook group that I run do ask those questions. Who do you host with? Why do you choose them? What do you like about them? So you can also get recommendations from other podcasters to see who they are hosting with. So that, yeah, has covered off a couple of things to look for and what not to look for. I don't have an alliance with any particular host. Personally, I use Wooshka. I find it works for me and many of my clients, and their support is amazing. However, I also recommend Omni Studio, who is another amazing Australian hosting company, and Libsyn. They're probably the main three that I would recommend, but there are so many other great ones out there to look at, like Buzzsprout, Blueberry, Podbean, and so many others. So I'm not saying that they aren't great hosts, that generally I just sort of sit in those main sort of three when I'm recommending and starting podcasters and launching their shows. So if you are a podcaster right now and you're sitting there thinking, oh God, I'm on a podcast host and I actually think I want to change hosts now, the good news is that it is a relatively easy process to transfer your podcast to a new provider. And the providers generally have a quite detailed outline in their help section. So don't stress if you do want to move your podcast. The other thing is you can start your podcast and you can move it fairly easily down the track. So don't get too stressed about choosing one and which one's the best one because you can move quite easily. One thing to note there, if you are going to transfer to a new host, make sure you download or screenshot the statistics from your current host, because you will lose those obviously when you close your account. But that's really the only thing. When you transfer it properly and you follow the steps, you won't lose your subscribers and all of that kind of stuff in Apple Podcasts or in Spotify. They will all stay the same because you're doing a transfer of your RSS feed, but you will lose those statistics. That is everything I am covering on podcast hosting in this episode. So hopefully that gives you some things to think about if you need to find a host for your show or if you are looking to transfer your show in the future. You can find the show notes for this episode and all the other episodes on my website at podcastva.com and clicking on podcast in the navigation bar. If you would like to network with other podcasters online on social media, I have this fantastic Facebook group, the Australian Podcasters Collaborative. So I would love to see you there. There are about 800 plus podcasters in there, all supporting each other. Great place to ask questions, share advice, and share opinions. So if you are a Facebook user, I would love to see you over there. And that is it for this week's episode. So I look forward to chatting to you again next week. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed the show, make sure you subscribe in your podcatcher so you don't miss an episode. And whilst you're there, I'd love it if you'd leave me a rating and review to help other podcasters.